doubt, unbelief, and betrayal. Love defeats bitterness and resentment. First, a passage from Scripture, Matthew 11, verses 2 and 3. Now when John, while imprisoned, heard of the works of Christ, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the expected one, or shall we look for someone else?" Now, can you imagine the hurt and disappointment that Jesus, the man, felt upon hearing this question from John's disciples? After all, it was John who baptized Jesus, saw the Spirit of God descend upon him, and who had said earlier of Jesus, "He who is coming after me is mightier than I, and I am not fit to remove his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." Now suddenly, John is asking if Jesus is the one, the Messiah, the Savior, or whether they should search for another. During his ministry, Jesus would be deserted by many of his disciples. Peter would deny that he knew Jesus 3 times, and ultimately Judas would betray him for 30 pieces of silver. I know the bitter sting of betrayal from a close friend, co-workers, and employees. Most leaders I know have faced deeply painful moments of unbelief, resistance, and betrayal by their closest advisors and members of their executive team. Whenever this subject comes up, I remind my clients that if Jesus faced these challenges, can they expect it to be any different? To fully understand Jesus' full response to John's questioning, it is important to focus on verses 4 through 6, with a special emphasis on verse 6. Blessed is the man who does not fall away on account of me. Child of God, when others fall away, yield to doubt and unbelief, abandon or betray you, will you respond like Jesus? Will the love of Christ guide your actions, or will you turn to bitterness and resentment? When it feels as if you are on the cross, I encourage you to ask God to give you his love and grace. Decide to copy and imitate Jesus. Accept others for who they are, forgiving quickly, and walk in love with God and man. Lord, thank you for sending Jesus to show me how to respond to doubt, unbelief, and betrayal. Holy Spirit, teach me to walk in love, grace, and forgiveness at all times. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.